Shopify is a global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. And sell more with less effort thanks to the Shopify magic, your AI-powered all-star. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/redcircle, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/redcircle now to grow your business no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/redcircle.
Plan on flying? It's time to upgrade to a real ID. Because in order to board domestic flights, your driver's license or state-issued ID must be a real ID, or you'll need another acceptable form of identification. So don't wait. Find out how to get your real ID at tsa.gov/real ID. That's tsa.gov/real ID, or visit your local DMV, and then you'll be cleared for takeoff.
Welcome to the episode 11 of Reality Podcast. I am your host, Ricky Valero. On today's episode, we're going to be breaking down a brand new reality TV series from Netflix called Million Dollar Secret. The series is dropping over three batches, the first three episodes streaming right now on Netflix. I recap everything that happened in this first batch and share my thoughts on whether or not you should check out the series. What is a Million Dollar Secret, you ask? This is a game of wit, cunning, and deception as 12 strangers enter a lakeside estate, and each of their rooms is a mysterious welcome gift, a box. 11 of them are empty, and one contains $1 million. And it's for that guest to keep as long as they keep their identity hidden. Devilish games will reveal clues about the million dollars identity, the millionaire's identity, and they must do whatever it takes to keep their million-dollar secret. This series is going to drop over three batches. First three episodes dropped on March 26th, episodes 4, 5, and 6 on April 2nd, and episodes 7 and 8 on April 9th. Now, who is in the cast of A Million-Dollar Secret? Shout out to Reality TV Fan on Instagram, who posts these all the time. We have 12 cast members here. Se-young, Jamie, Kara, Samantha, Lydia, Sydney, Lauren, Kyle, Philip, Harry, Corey, and Chris on the cast. And folks, let's go ahead and dive right in, right? Why wait? Why wait and just get into the tea, the fun facts, the everything on this show? I'm pretty excited to chat about it because I really think that this premise worked well for me. But each member gets to pick a key to their room, which will reveal in their room and possibly find out who is got the $1 million in their case. See, so as we kind of roll out, we get a little bit of an idea of some of these interesting characters. I do think we have, as you can see in this picture, we have a wide range of people in this cast from all walks of life, right? So we have like Sam, who's in New York City cop. We have Kara, who's an In-N-Out worker. She's already probably my favorite just because. We have Lauren, North Dakota lady, who left her three kids and her husband at home. But we have our host, Peter Serafinowicz, announces the rules of the game amongst the crew. He reveals that a millionaire will have their own secret agenda, and if they are successful, those will help them across the way in successfully trying to compete in this game. Now, that said, we see everybody head to the room. And my first question to you, those of you at home, would you have wanted the $1 million right away? I don't know if I would have. I don't think that this would have been my cup of tea right away. However, that being said, you know, at some point in time, I think I would have, you know, wanted it just so that I can kind of control my own destiny, I guess you could say. But that being said, all right, as we continue here, we find out who, again, we met early on, Lauren, the North Dakota lady who left her kids, three kids at home. She said it's the hardest thing she's ever done. I got kids. That probably would have been a lot more fun for me. But you know what? It is what it is. She opens her chef and she reveals that she is the one with the $1 million case. So Lauren is our first contestant. She gets a knock at the door, and it's host Peter discussed her box. He asks if she's good at keeping secrets. Her first agenda of the night. First agenda of the night is she must hug each and every single one of the guests. If she completes this mission, she gets two extra votes at tonight's elimination. So what I like already is that this is what is in play here, right? You know what I mean? Like you have, it's not just a, you don't get just to walk in the door and then just roam around. No, you have to compete for your safety. You have to try hard in order to make things happen. You know what I'm saying? Like you have to, I like that. You know what I mean? Like you're just not wandering around in hopes that nobody finds out who your identity is. No, you're actually having to figure out and do things, unpack things and do them in a way where you're having to try again to compete in certain levels of this game. So, all right, Jenda, hug everybody. So we have everybody kind of mucking it up. Lauren racks up three hugs, like ridiculously fast. Like it was boom, 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 boom. Kind of shocked, to be honest with you. Lydia thinks that Harry might be the guy because he's trying to get everyone to hold hands. So he was like sitting down. He's like, I'm from Hawaii. One of the things in Hawaii is for everybody to hold hands. Obviously, one of the things I liked about Lydia is you see that she's playing the game early, right? You know that she's competition ready. So, you know, and then of course, Lauren goes ahead and bags a few more of them. Sam breaks down pretty fast. She talks about how she had 6 miscarriages and would love to use this money to start a family. Lauren sees her crying, takes this as a chance to get another hug, and now she hugs everybody else along the way. Corey and Jamie are the only two left that are that she hasn't hugged. Now, Sam is suspicious of how bubbly she is here. Lydia gets everyone to say what their jobs are. Sam rambles a little too damn much for me, especially when she fumbles over words and Corey called her out on it. 10 minutes until the activity, Lauren has 2 people left. She actually gets this complete. She completed the mission with seconds to spare here. The first activity is mental and physical strength. He pairs the 6 guests up. 6 guests will get to gain entry into the trophy room where they'll gain information to find out who the millionaire is. So the game's broken down into a few different things, right? You got the everyday strategy where you're finding out amongst them that a millionaire is trying to complete a mission. Then you actually go on a mission where 6 people or half the crew get to go into this trophy room to find out about the millionaire. And then, of course, you have the table at the end here where folks sit down, talk about who they're going to eliminate and stuff like that. The group split up in pairs. One being the code breaker, the other one being the runner. We found out they're pitted against each other. The runner will be running into an obstacle course with the code breaker hunting them down. The person with the help of the real estate with the estate's attack dog. The runner must run through the course, open 3 gates to make it to the finish line. Each gate has 4 keys to release the hound. The code breaker must release the lock. So we had Philip versus Sydney. Philip was unable to unlock to get the code, so Sydney was the first one in. Lydia was in next. Lauren was in next, meaning the millionaire was in the trophy. Kara, Siyoung, and Corey won. So Siyoung, Corey, Kara, Lauren, Lydia, and Sydney are entering the trophy room. Sam is sad she's not going in because she thinks she's suspicious of Lauren, and Lauren is going in. Now, our host announced the millionaire completed their mission and gets 3 votes at the elimination dinner. Again, I love how they're not keeping things away from the cast. I think that's such an interesting dynamic. It's like, hey, underneath your nose, somebody completed a mission and you didn't know about it. I love that element of it. All right. Lauren's using the hand holding from Harry to her advantage. Now, in the trophy room, he says each person, so we have the 6 people in there, each person must pick a box of who they think is the millionaire. And they will reveal if the money is in the box or not. There's a twist, obviously. But Lydia picked Harry. Corey picked Sam. Se-young picks Lauren, which was crazy. She said she threw someone's name out there she can trust so they can help narrow them out. Kara picks Se-young using that same method. Lauren picks Corey for that same method. And Sydney picks Phil. It's revealed only one of them will get the answer. And they can reveal what is said, whether it be a truth or a lie. Everyone picked Lydia because they trust her. Our host, then, so Lydia is the one person. The other 5 people left. So only Lydia is getting the answer here. Our host reveals that amongst the people they picked, one of them has the million-dollar box. So either Harry, Sam, Lauren, Sae Young, Corey, or Phil, those are the six people that they picked. One of those six has it. We find out amongst this that Lydia is a professional poker player. Reveals that Lydia then, of course, reveals to the group she is honest with everybody here and reveals that everybody the group meets, choose if they will reveal the name. So Lydia reveals that one of the six was amongst the people that they picked. The group that didn't go into the vault asked if they were going to reveal the names. They choose to let Lauren inform everyone who is picked. So she, of course, announces everybody's name. People are suspicious because they're like, Phil was like, not everyone can trust grandma. And that might be him. And I like that. I like that element there for me. At dinner, Lauren brings up the whole handing thing about Larry. Kyle calls out Sam. Harry calls out Lauren. Sae Young also brings up Lauren. Everyone will vote for who is the millionaire. The person with the most votes will go home. Lauren, of course, got two extra votes plus her vote for tonight's mission or for her completing that mission. They have chosen Harry as the millionaire. Of course, he revealed that he is not the millionaire. Harry's a sad panda. Of course, the six names were Sae Young, Corey, Lauren, Phil, and Sam. Everyone is saying it is 11, or as they think, 5 now, as they go into the next phase of the show. Lauren is getting all choked up with all of the lies. But she's getting really obsessed. She's like, I don't want this briefcase, but you know what? I've got to do all these lies. I've got to do this and that, which I don't understand. This is a game. It's a competition. We're trying to win a million. It's like $1 million here. We're trying to win $1 million. $1 million. All right. So her next mission, she gets to pick three people whose vote who don't count if she's successful, or she can move the money to someone else. She has to survive the dinner tonight for this to work. Her secret agenda was to use songs, not the lyrics, music, or title, song titles to everybody else. She knocked them out pretty fast. Like she had to say, smooth criminal, you need to calm down, don't stop believing, every rose has a thorn. Phil thinks Sae Young is the person because of her game player in the trophy room. The host arrives, says the millionaire played them all and is on a secret agenda this morning. I would start doing like weird, like if I was me, I would start doing weird.
Shopify is a global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business and sell more with less effort. Thanks to the Shopify magic, your AI powered all-star. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/redcircle, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/redcircle now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/redcircle.
Plan on flying? In order to board domestic flights, your driver's license or state-issued ID must be a real ID. Learn how to get your real ID today at tsa.gov/real ID or visit your local DMV.
Things just to throw scent off other people, because I want people to be wrong. I don't want it. And I want people to like think maybe it's suspicious of somebody else. Like you just lean on other people. I guess you can't act too weird, though, because if you do, then maybe they'll try to eliminate you. I guess I didn't think that went through. Lauren killed it. She slayed this one pretty easily. Phil's still a suspect. He tries to talk to Corey and Kyle about it. Still suspect of Sae Young, because she's so there was like this weird moment where I don't know, Sae Young just she kind of acts suspicious. I think her whole dynamic there was weird. All right. The group plays a clay pigeon game, shooting game, maybe like duck hunting, if you remember back in the day. Pew, 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 pew. Duck hunting. But the teams were split up with Team Lydia. We did like a draft style thing here, which I thought was kind of cool. I always love drafts. And then, of course, you get a dynamic of who's liking who, so you can kind of keep an eye on stuff like that. That's the way I look at stuff like that, right? You know what I mean? To me, that's where the whole dynamic comes in. But for me, so that being said, Lydia had Sae Young, Corey, Phil, and Kara on her team, while Chris had Kyle, Sydney, Lauren, Jamie, and Sam on their team. So again, I thought this was definitely interesting because you don't know from the dynamic of watching this
who actually has like ever really shot a gun? You know what I mean? Like, you can't tell from a lot of these people. And then as you see, as you begin to unpack some of these people, you're like, oh, okay, that makes plenty of sense. They've never shot a gun in their life. You know what I mean? Type of scenario. So that to me was like really telling of what we were kind of watching and stuff like that. So I thought that was definitely cool. All right. So Jamie hit one on the first try. Phil said the last gun he played with was Duck Hunt 1989, which of course in turn he hit it. Kyle said, this was the funny part about this right here. There was so many people that were like, oh, I've shot guns before. Every single one of the ones that said they had shot guns before actually missed. Sam, the former cop, missed it. Missed it. It was hilarious. Jamie hits it for Team Chris, meaning Kyle, Sydney, Lauren, Jamie, Sam will enter the trophy room. Sam keeps calling out Lauren. Trophy room time. This one's a little bit of a different dynamic. Chris is picked as a person who will receive the clue. He said he has a hunch and thinks it's Lauren. The clue is given that the millionaire's secret mission amongst them during breakfast, and it was a smash hit. Lauren is freaking out over the music element because she understands that, you know, that was the smash hit part of it. Chris brings up the food to take away from what they were talking about. You're talking about smashing food, which is weird. Se-young couldn't remember where she sat at breakfast and decided to cry. And then Phil kind of called her out for that. It was so weird. This whole dynamic was weird. Kyle calls out Phil for calling out Se-young at dinner. Se-young cries again because she isn't the millionaire. She said, I really think it's Lauren mid-crying, which Lauren freaks out. Jamie said there was one line blurt that someone said and her spirit is saying it happened. So people started to realize that there was like a song lyric or song something spit at them at the breakfast, but they couldn't figure out who it was. We saw Sam also call out Lauren. However, we get the votes in, and they voted Se-young out of the competition. She reveals, she isn't the millionaire. This now means Lauren is able to pass the case to someone else, and she's no longer the millionaire. Our host reveals that the millionaire won their mission, and they let the money to be reassigned to someone else's box. There's going to be a new millionaire amongst them as of tomorrow. We see the final votes this time. There was 5 votes for Se-young, which is Chris, Corey, Phil, Kyle, and Lauren. 3 for Lauren, Se-young, Kara, and Sydney. 2 for Phil, Lydia, and Sam. And Jamie voted for Sam. So Sam didn't even end up voting for Lauren in this scenario, which is so weird. You know what I mean? Like, it was so weird. Lauren said, I can't play the game like I had to play the game anymore. She reveals to everyone that I was the millionaire. She admits to all that was kind of sketchy things she did. Folks aren't kind of buying some of the, you know, business. Some saying she needs to go home because she has a competitive edge. Sydney just railroads Lauren after host Peter comes in there and says, with all these lies and secrets behind her back, we just can't, you know, trust her and expect her to be the be all end all now. And which is true. She does have a competitive advantage that you have to keep in the back of your mind. Phil, he's the one that ended up with the money. I actually really like this. Now, his first mission is, if he can get 3 people to say no to the question, do you believe me? He would cancel out 3 votes tonight at the elimination. But if he fails, he will start off with 1 vote against him. Now, the competition to get into the trophy room looks like a table filled with mystery meals in front of them. Extra guests are at the table. There's no chairs, obviously. It's, animals. Corey, Kyle, Lauren, Philip, and Sydney are Team B. Chris, Jamie, Kara, Sam, Lydia are Team A. They move their tray. There's a rat, cockroach, frog, hedgehog, and a snake. Sydney is mortified of snakes. The team must pick up their creatures to drop them off into their homes. They must solve a picogram and put them in the right box. Each creature put in the right box, they get a point. If a tie, it'll be the fastest team that does it. Kara's one of the players to watch out for to potentially win this entire thing. She's like already on to Phil. That was crazy to me, the dynamic here. Team A landed it in 1 minute and 34 seconds. Team B did it in 54 seconds, winning the competition. Corey, Kyle, Lauren, Philip, and Sydney, Team B are heading into the trophy room. Lauren wants to go into the trophy room. Everyone freaks out over it. Phil isn't sure he wants to complete the challenge to gain the advantage. Everyone votes for Corey. This was one of my favorite moments. It's revealed the millionaire didn't do the mission today, but was not chased by the hound in the first activity. Corey kind of freaks out because he was never chased by the dog. He knows if he's honest, it could cost him the money. He says to everybody, he is honest with everybody. He said the secret, the millionaire didn't do their agenda this morning, and he said the millionaire wasn't chased in the first round. Lydia, Cara, Phil, Corey, Lauren, Sydney, and Sam weren't chased in the competition. So we begin to unpack things. Jamie, Corey, Chris, and Sydney have a little bit of an alliance going on. Kyle, Cara, Sam are talking about how they need to get out Sydney. So they say at dinner, they're going to vote for Lauren, but vote for Sydney instead, bringing Lauren in on the vote. Lauren freaks out because she doesn't want to be the target, and they have four votes, meaning they need Phil to sway over to them. However, Phil and Sydney are buddies, so that's going to be hard there, right? At dinner, we get a little bit of a heat. Lauren said Sydney's the millionaire. Lauren pulls out receipts from her brawl, and it was hilarious. I was like, I love this new dynamic of like bringing receipts in and everybody just calling people out for it. I mean, Lauren is railroaded at this little situation here. Like, absolutely railroad. This is insane. Like, this was, to me, was shocking how bad. Because what I understand, she has the competitive advantage, but you're literally eliminating somebody that you know's not the millionaire. Jamie said her spirit is irked by Lauren. Kyle said Lauren is going to have her vote. Lauren, so this was cool. So this was an interesting twist here because this is the first time, obviously, we're seeing this. But Lauren and Sydney are tied for votes. It calls for a revote. If it ends in another tie, the millionaire has the final vote. In the revote, they can only pick between the two people. However, the millionaire breaks the tie and Lauren is going home. So Phil decided to keep his vote, stick with his vote, and keep his girl in the game. We see a recap here. Sam, Kyle, Cara, Lydia, and Lauren voted for Sydney with Phil, Jamie, Corey, Chris. Phil, Sydney, Jamie, Corey, and Chris voting for Lauren, and then Phil's second tie-breaking vote knocking Lauren out. However, this turns around to bite Phil in the rear. So we have our, like, you know, mini alliance here of Corey, Sydney, Cara, Phil, and Sam. Sam thinks that Sydney, no, anyway, Corey, wait, that's not right. Who's my group here? Jamie, Corey, Chris, and Sydney are the group. Sorry. So Corey, Sydney, Cara, Phil, and Sam are the five remaining people that were chased down by the people. Now, Sam thinks it's Sydney, Corey, or Phil are who are the millionaires. Sydney is playing chess while everyone's playing checkers because Lydia realizes Phil never spoke up about who he voted for, and Cara says it has to be him. So of the people that were chased, the people that didn't vote for Sydney are probably liable to be the millionaire because they, you know, are trying to eliminate another contestant from the show. So it's either Sydney, Corey, or Phil is what Sam put together. And now because of that, Phil was kind of quiet. And now Phil messed up and he understands that. He's like, man, maybe I should have voted out my BFF over here because I am now on the hot seat. So Phil is on the hot seat right now. Now, the only thing that Phil has going for him right now is he has an alliance, right? He has this alliance where he could go to Jamie, Corey, Chris, and Sydney and be like, hey, like, you know, hey, guys, I need you guys. You know what I mean? Like, that's what the scenario is. So of the five people left that were chased down by the hound, you know, it's Corey, Sydney, Cara, Phil, and Sam. Of course, the people that voted for Lauren here are the people that they were concerned the most about. So, man, what a first three episodes of the Million Dollar Secret. I really enjoyed the first three episodes here. I think that you might enjoy the show. So check out the show right now on Netflix. First three episodes are out streaming now. And then, of course, you can check the next batch out April 2nd, followed by the final two episodes on April 9th. It reminds me a little bit like The Trust in a way. I thought that was definitely one of the more interesting shows, too. It reminds me a little bit about that. And then with that one, this one here, as well. So thank you guys so much for tuning in to another episode of the Love in Reality podcast. I will be back next week breaking down the episodes 4, 5, and 6.
Shopify is a global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. And sell more with less effort thanks to the Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/redcircle, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/redcircle now to grow your business no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/redcircle.
Hi, Drew and Jonathan Scott here, reminding you that a lot of life's firsts are better with help from American Family Insurance. Like your first home expansion or your first big lightning strike. There's a first for everything. Get the right home policy at the right price with the right help from American Family's agents. Life's better when you're under American Family's roof. Insure carefully, dream fearlessly. Get a quote and find an agent at AmFam.com.
Products not available in every state. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.